Judicial Watch statement on the Hunter Biden verdict. Judicial Watch, Washington, D.C. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton made the following statement regarding Hunter Biden being found guilty on three federal felony gun charges. The Bidens are going down in the history books with the inaugural felony conviction of a first family member. Unlike former President Trump, Hunter Biden received a fair trial. This guilty verdict is an important first step towards accountability for Biden family corruption. The public would do well remember that the Justice Department was dragged kicking and screaming into this prosecution of Hunter. Judicial Watch's successful Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, litigation, exposing federal special protection and the cover-up of Hunter Biden's gun scandal, shows how this case could have been brought years ago. Judicial Watch has been at the forefront of pressuring the federal government to come clean about its role in protecting Hunter Biden. Judicial Watch sued the FBI for records regarding the gun owned by Hunter Biden that reportedly was thrown in a trash can behind a Delaware grocery store. In a joint status report to the court, the FBI stated it would not produce records about the incident due to an ongoing criminal investigation. In February 2023, from a separate lawsuit, Judicial Watch released records from the United States Secret Service that implicated the FBI in the unusual action to help Hunter Biden. In response to a February 24, 2021, email inquiry from Politico, reporter Ben Schreckinger regarding the Secret Service's involvement in the investigation of the Hunter Biden gun incident, the Communications Department asks for more information or documentation. Schreckinger responds, sure thing. Agents visited StarQuest Shooters and Survival Supply and asked to take possession of the paperwork Hunter had filled out to purchase a gun there. The FBI also had some involvement in the investigation. In October 2020, The Blaze reported that in October 2018, Hunter Biden's handgun was taken by Halle Biden, the widow of then-presidential nominee Joe Biden's son Beau. In 2021, Politico reported, Halle took Hunter's gun and threw it in a trash can behind a grocery store, only to return later to find it gone. Delaware police began investigating, concerned that the trash can was across from a high school and that the missing gun could be used in a crime, according to law enforcement officials and a copy of the police report obtained by Politico. But a curious thing happened at the time. Secret Service agents approached the owner of the store where Hunter bought the gun and asked to take the paperwork involving the sale, according to two people, one of whom has firsthand knowledge of the episode and the other was briefed by a Secret Service agent after the fact. Judicial Watch has several FOIA lawsuits and information requests focused on Biden family corruption. Judicial Watch is suing the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, for all agency records relating to the Department of Justice or Internal Revenue Service, IRS, investigations of Hunter Biden and all records relating to efforts to interview lawyer Patrick Kevin Morris regarding Hunter Biden. In June 2023, Judicial Watch sued the CIA for all communications of the spy agency's Pre-Publication Classification Review Board, PCRB, regarding an October 19, 2020, email request to review and clear a letter signed by 51 former intelligence community officials characterizing the Hunter Biden laptop story as having all the earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. In July 2023, Judicial Watch sued the DOJ for records from the Office of the Attorney General and Office of the Deputy Attorney General regarding the Internal Revenue Service investigation of Hunter Biden. In June 2023, Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit against the Department of Justice for a copy of the FBI FD-1023 form that describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. Judicial Watch also asked for communications about the FD-1023. In May 2023, Judicial Watch filed a FOIA lawsuit against the National Archives for Biden family records and communications regarding travel and finance transactions, as well as communications between the Bidens and several known business associates. On October 14, 2022, Judicial Watch sued DOJ for all records in the possession of FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Auten regarding an August 6, 2020, briefing provided to members of the U.S. Senate. Ron Johnson, RWI, and Chuck Grassley, REA, raised concerns that the briefing was intended to undermine the senator's investigation of Hunter Biden. Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit against the U.S. State Department on April 20, 2022, for messages sent through the Smart, State Messaging and Archive Retrieval Toolkit system that mention Hunter Biden. In December 2020, State Department records obtained through a Judicial Watch FOIA lawsuit showed that former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Masha Yovanovitch had specifically warned in 2017 about corruption allegations against Burisma Holdings. In October 2020, Judicial Watch forced the release of State Department records that included a briefing checklist of a February 22, 2019, meeting in Kyiv between then U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch and Sally Painter, co-founder and chief operating officer of Blue Star Strategies, a Democratic lobbying firm which was hired by Burisma Holdings to combat corruption allegations. At the time of the meeting, Hunter Biden was serving on the board of directors for Burisma Holdings.